80s, 90s, 2K, and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. If you've been thinking about upgrading that home theater system, maybe you watched a bunch of movies while you and your family were in quarantine and you've decided that you need a new soundbar. Maybe you want to upgrade the living room to a full 7.1 surround sound system, or maybe you want to add a projection screen or something like that. Patterson's Audio and Video can help you with that and more, and they now offer in-house financing. Stop by and see them. That's Patterson's Audio and Video across the street from the Burley Skate Park, or you can give them a call at 208-678-6997. It's Thursday, and once again, we're joined by Chris Fox at the Historic Wilson Theater in Rupert. Chris, how are you?
I'm so good, Brock. How are you? I have been so in love with our summer weather.
Oh, yeah. It was windier than windy yesterday, but holy moly, has it been nice now for a good week and a half. And this weekend, we're supposed to be in the 80s.
Well, and what is so cool to me is that this time of year, it's like you're driving down the road and you're like, wait, what? All the trees have leaves.
Yeah.
So it feels so good, and we did. That wind was terrible, but, man, it has been nice, so, so nice.
I just like the way spring smells, like when you roll down the window, and it's just, it smells like regrowth and birth, and it's just, I love it.
It's new, and it feels good, and we're ready, especially we're ready after being all cooped up, so we're super excited at the theater to be able to have people come back and be welcome to come back, and I don't know if you heard, but the Rupert 4th of July celebration is on the calendar, and, you know, they do their fireworks on June 30th.
Yeah.
Like, it's really going to be awesome, and I think people are really super excited to get out and get back to living.
Yeah, people want to see each other. It's it's been a very miserable couple of months, but as Idaho continues to slowly reopen, there's no doubt that people are very excited to live once again.
Exactly. So we're really excited about that. And we did flatten the curve. So it doesn't mean less deaths. It just means that they're going to be pushed further out and we're not overwhelming those hospitals.
Well, you were telling me off the air that, like a lot of people, I've done the same thing too. It's allergy season. And so you wake up with allergies and your first thought is, oh no, I have the virus.
Every day I wake up and I'm like, I think I've got it.
The internet has diagnosed me not with just the coronavirus, but all sorts of ailments over the years.
Yes, that's me too. There's so many things wrong with me. I'm surprised I'm still alive.
Well, you got to stay alive. You got to stay busy and you got to stay healthy because you've got a big summer ahead at the Historic Wilson Theater. That Gentry show has been rescheduled. It's coming up July 9th.
It is. And we hope that you'll hop online, get your tickets. We're going to do a dinner show portion of that plus regular show tickets. I talked to Gentry earlier this week and they're excited to come. So, barring any unforeseen, you know, complications, that show is going on as planned, so we're really excited about that. Obviously, we've got Seven Brides for Seven Brothers coming up. Watch our Facebook page because we're going to be announcing our virtual auditions and how you will submit your audition, and then our audition should be taking place and done, and we should be able to be doing our practices with those limited groups of people. So we're really excited about that. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers is going to be happening the very end of June and the first 2 days in July. So we're excited about that. That's going to be a fun thing. And then we also have our fun run coming up. That's going to be happening in August, and those tickets will be up on the website here shortly to get registered for that. So we really do have some fun things planned. We're excited for summer. We're looking forward to it. We hope that if you're healthy and you want to come out and participate, that you will. And if you're sick and you have something else going on, we hope that you'll stay home.
Hey, and with the warmer weather and the reopening of the state of Idaho comes the ringing of those wedding bells. And if you're still trying to find a place to get married, the Historic Wilson Theater is a great place for that.
It is a great place. I actually had a bride in here today. She's super excited. Her date's on the calendar for 2021, and we just are tickled about that. So make sure that if you have a special event coming up, if you're a bride, if you're turning 100 years old, if you are needing a class reunion, we are your affordable venue here in the Magic Valley, Minnetonka area. Just such a beautiful building and such great amenities. It's really easy to throw a party here because the building's already beautiful.
And Chris, they can find out all about weddings and rentals and event planning and things like that by calling you at 208-436-2787. That's 436-2787. I had to think for a second. And, of course, those Gentry tickets are for sale on the web. The show coming up July 9th. Get those online at historicwilsontheatre.com. That's historicwilson, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.com. As you had mentioned, the Fun Run tickets will go on sale soon. And keep an eye on the Historic Wilson Theatre's Facebook page for those Seven Brides for Seven Brothers auditions.
Yep, going to be a great show. We're so looking forward to that. Megan Reynolds is going to be our director, and we're just moving forward. We're happy, we're excited, and we hope that everybody else is too, and we hope that you'll want to come to the theater and see your friends and enjoy the things that we have to offer.
Chris, enjoy the beautiful weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome, Brooke. Thanks so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.